Newborn of light, as we all are and shall be, the journey of many souls continues. Previously on Strato Mojado.
There's the wooden carvings on the wall. You can investigate them.
Yes.
Serpents and skulls inconspicuously woven into the wall design.
I think they can take a little bit of burning. I think this whole house can take a little bit of burning down.
Again, you can use your fire breath in an hour, right?
If we rest.
Go take a nap.
Yeah. Or hang above the mantelpiece. It's a wood-framed portrait of the Durst family. Cradled in the father's arms is a swaddled baby, which the mother regards with a hint of scorn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The last scroll, it's sealed with a raven shape on it.
Oh,
it is the seal of Strahd von Zeyr. The letter reads thus. My most pathetic servant.
Does the letter read with the accent?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Of course. By darkness,
of that I have no doubt. Save you from your wretchedness? I think not. I much prefer you as you are.
You hear breathing. Yeah, there's a little dog. A little dog behind the harpsichord. And then it looks at Drunk. Yeah, there's something about your orcish burliness, man. If he makes him feel sick, he goes underneath your legs.
Come on, dog.
On the opposite side of the balcony is a wall, and there's this suit of black plate armor brandishing a mace.
I disarm the suit of armor.
You grab the mace.
Oh, okay. Let's roll.
Roll initiative.
With the rolling of initiative, we begin the first real combat encounter of our Curse of Strahd campaign. Buffy's divine sense warned us about the upper floors of the Death House, revealing an undead presence lurking above. And the image of Rosevalda Durst mentioned a baby on the third floor. Kukken insists on molesting every dangerous-looking artifact found by the party. When he reached for the weapon wielded by an empty suit of armor, that suit of armor sprang to life. Did Kukken lead our heroes into a deadly trap? Or did he, in so doing, avert an even deadlier ambush further down the road?
You grab the mace.
Let's roll.
Roll initiative. Roll initiative. 20-sided die. Roll the 7.
Yep.
21. Okay, Ken. The armor is alive.
Yeah, I guess I smash it with the mace.
All right, roll.
18.
Hey.
Yay.
Okay.
We were all cheering.
3 plus 2, 5.
Okay. Ching. All right. You definitely dent the armor a bit, but it doesn't seem to be really concerned. It is now the armor's turn. Well, you can do 2 swings with your mace.
Yeah.
You can move around if you want. Like,
roll some dice. Yeah. Roll some dice.
I mean, I just move around menacingly.
Yeah, you can rotate around them if you want. Yeah.
I'm just fucking like swinging the mace around. He's freaked the fuck out.
That's right.
That's great. That's a great move for us.
So your mace is a plus 4.
I'm losing.
One.
That means fumble. That means
is that a
miss.
Fumble?
That's a miss.
Just
I've got a cold hand.
But you get 2 attacks.
She didn't want to.
How about this? Just because this is our first fight, the one you're off balance and you miss, you automatically miss your second attack.
Yeah, that was super cobwebby.
I feel like you missed on purpose because you were just trying to, like,
I think so.
So now everyone else, we'll just go Ken first. We'll just go around the table. It doesn't really matter. Unless you want to go in a certain order, we'll just go with Ken first.
Can I delay my action?
Yes. Next is...
I'll go. I rolled a 19.
Buffy. Go for it, Buffy. What do you want to do?
Attack the armor with my longsword.
Okay, so you move up to the longsword, you draw your longsword and
roll
hack into the armor.
Okay. Now what?
Roll 20-sided die plus your longsword attack.
Melee plus 6.
So plus 6.
Wow.
Yeah, that's solid.
But I rolled a 4, so I only rolled a 10.
No, the armor's got an armor class of 18. Who's after Buff?
Clonk.
Next is
glowing.
I attack with my longsword.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think I want to attack.
7.
Well, it's going to come after us.
Miss.
It's going to come after
us. Lisbeth, you're up. What do you want to do?
Oh, I'll use my...
You have any spells
magic missile
or anything?
Fireball or something.
Magic
missile. Oh, magic missile hits without needing to roll.
But I can use my flame bolt also. Firebolt plus 5.
Okay, so it's got armor class of 18. You got to roll, I guess, a 13 or better. 13 plus 5 equals 18.
Okay.
Okay, roll 20 sided die.
I mean,
13
plus 5 is 18. You hit.
Nice.
Yay!
Flame Bolt, I think, is 1d8. Is that what it says for your damage?
1d10.
Okay.
Plus 8. That's what you were mistaken. Yeah.
4.
Okay, yeah, you sear into the chains link.
Okay, I disengage.
So what happened? She hit it, and what happened?
She hit it. You're damaging the thing, but it's pretty tough. Like, you know, it's made out of plate arm, you know, made out of plates.
I disengage so that I can use my...
You disengage. That is your action.
Yeah.
So you do not get to attack.
Well, okay, I disengage.
Okay, you disengage. Armor. Who's engaged with the armor right now? We have Drunk and we have Buffy. So you get two attacks. Who are you striking?
Elizabeth.
If you go after Elizabeth, then these two can take free swings at you as you turn.
Okay, then I go after this one.
Okay, Buffy.
Both missed. Oh, I got a 6.
Doing good.
Yeah, Buffy. It's been a long time. Buffy has rusty. Like, did you hear the description? Like, I'm doing the best I can.
Covering cobwebs.
All
right. Yeah, Tina.
Tina, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. Out of his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry came before him unto his ears. But smoke arose up in his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth did devour. Coals flamed forth from him, and I called down my sacred flame.
What do I roll?
I think it's a saving throw, right? Or is it a attack?
Target misses.
It's a little anticlimactic right at the end. I call down my sacred flame. What do I roll? You lost a little bit of the dramatic effect right at the end.
I can edit that out.
I think I'm the one who said that. I
no, I said that.
Okay.
You're right. Dex saving throw.
Miss.
Anna.
Take 1d8 radiant damage.
Okay.
8.
Yes!
All right. You, my lord.
Yes. You singe the helmet. You can see the structure of the armor is starting to sort of crack and break. Like, yeah, it's definitely hurt.
It can't move as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hurt.
So now we're back to. Are we back to one? Is that the last roll?
Yeah. That's the end of that round. So next round. So I think it's Buffy and then Drunk and then Lisbeth and then Ken.
Oh, because he delayed.
Yeah.
So I'm first
Buffy,
again.
Yeah.
Okay. Attack again with longsword. 18 plus 6 is 24.
Yeah, it's got an 18. You hit.
1d8 plus 4.
Ooh, you are mighty.
5 plus 4 is 9.
Yay. Okay, you clip one of the plates off of its shoulder. It structurally feels like it's about to come apart, but it's still
I attack with
still
my
together.
Longsword.
With your djembe.
Chase. 23.
Hits.
Hold him.
1d8 plus 2 slashing.
Yeah.
I chopped a shoulder off.
5 plus 2 is 7.
This fucking
spot. Oh, you separate the top of it from the bottom of it, and it falls.
Really sorry. I'm coming after you. You haven't seen the end of me. Barely hurt.
The helmet has a few things to say as it goes down.
I can come back from this.
just because I was gonna show you the picture of the animated armor, but this
good job, team.
Thanks. Don't applaud just yet.
There's your animated armor.
He looks nasty.
It's very angry.
If I had known it looked like that, I wouldn't have let Ken tug that mace out of its hand.
No, that's what it looked like after you tried tugging the mace out of its hand. Before it looked a lot more stylish.
The Ballad of Buffy.
The Ballad of Buffy. That's what I'm talking about.
Is there any disarming move that you could make before a statue starts coming to life?
Uh,
you saw a
No, because as soon as you disturb the statue, it's on. That's it. That's all there is. All
right, so now what?
What's in the room?
Teenok, what now?
This is the outside. This is the hall. All right, so
we're on the third floor now.
I'm relying a lot on.
Yeah, we're on the third floor. There's an alcove.
Dipshit did something stupid again.
It's all right. Here's
you know
a
why?
Thought. Here's
because
a thought.
He looks very.
So to the left of the
he
armor,
looks like he knows
there,
what he's
there's a corner
about.
With two doors.
With his shirt
one door goes
and his
to
bound manuscript.
Hold on.
Biblical quote.
He inspires confidence.
Where are you? Where are you?
We're on the third floor, and I just wanted to.
Here's a thought.
Yeah.
Why don't we go and destroy all the suits of armors?
Were there more?
There were more. There were some others before, weren't there?
That we just sort of blast
on the second
by.
Floor, there were four suits of armors. Four suits of armor.
Take on one and hope that the other three don't wake up at the same time.
They're going to wake up.
You think?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they? They're our friends.
Who has like detective magic or
we
evil?
Can't
or
touch
whatever.
Them.
So to the right of the suit of armor is an alcove with a set of double doors on one side of it, leading to the master bedroom. On the opposite side is a door leading to a closet. To the left of the armor is two sets of doors, one leading, I think you remember, to a nursemaid suite, and the other to a storage room. Oh, sorry. That was incorrect. So there was the across from the master bedroom. It wasn't a closet. It was a bathroom. So there's the master bedroom and the bathroom opposite, and then in the other corner you have the storage room and the nursemaid suite.
Do you think in the bathroom is where she had her stillborn son?
Oh.
Into the bathroom.
This dark room contains a wooden tub with clawed feet, a small iron stove with a kettle rising atop it, and a barrel under a spigot in the east wall. A cistern on the roof used to collect rainwater, which was borne down a pipe to the spigot. However, the plumbing no longer works. That's the bathroom.
That's the bathroom.
That's the bath.
No stains in the.
And we don't hear the crying of a baby.
No. You imagine that you would hear it in the nursemaids. That's where you think you would hear the baby.
That does.
As a matter of fact,
sense.
you kind of hear
a
what
fog
you might,
starts
yeah.
creeping in.
A giant flaming arrow points you in the direction of the nursemaids' corner.
Master bedroom first before the nursemaid.
Sure.
It seems.
Yeah, the master's suite. Double doors to this room have dusty panes of stained glass set into them. Designs on the glass resemble windmills. Dusty, cobweb-filled master bedroom has burgundy drapes covering the windows.
This is going to be Elizabeth and Gustav's, where the magic happens.
That's right. Furnishings include a four-poster bed with embroidered curtains and a tattered gossamer veil.
I can't believe I remembered that their names were Elizabeth and Gustav.
I'm still calling them Fred.
Yeah.
A matching pair of empty wardrobes. A vanity with a wood-framed mirror and jewelry box. A rotting tiger skin rug lies on the floor in front of the fireplace, which has a dust-covered portrait of Gustav and Elizabeth Durst hanging above it.
Mm-hmm. Anything behind the portrait?
Nothing behind the portrait except the nail that holds it up. A web-filled parlor in the southwest corner contains a table and two chairs. Resting on the dusty tablecloth is an empty porcelain bowl and a matching jug. There's also a door the door facing the foot of the bed has a full-length mirror mounted on it, and it goes to a closet, and there's also a door in the parlor leading to a balcony outside.
Let's
barricade the door.
I want each and every one of us to stand in front of that mirror and prove we're all not vampires.
Done.
All right. Okay.
Happy to.
None of you are vampires.
You all stand in front of the mirror. You all see it yourselves.
I don't see Sam Beckett.
Barricade the door to the balcony.
With what?
Dresser.
Okay. It's barricaded.
Is anything in the dresser?
The dresser. Empty wardrobe. There's a jewelry box on the vanity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Open it.
It's made of silver and gold filigree, first of all. Jewelry box is, if you make a history check. Well, it contains three gold rings and a platinum necklace. Ooh. Anyone with a history check of 15 or better.
15 history.
Huh?
15.
I don't have history either.
I'm just using history as an appraisal check.
Roll. They can still roll if
yeah.
you
can
still
roll. Yeah. I missed.
You just don't get any bonus.
The jewelry box is worth 75 gold byzants. The three gold rings are worth 25 gold pieces. 25 gold byzants.
What's a byzant?
A byzant is a gold piece.
Oh, okay.
Golden
oh.
byzants.
Gotcha.
A thin, yeah, Byzantium gold pieces. Constantinople. Okay. The thin platinum necklace has a topaz pendant. It's worth 750 golden byzants.
Nice. Wow, a lot of byzants.
I would look good in that golden pendant, you guys.
Topaz.
Yeah.
I give it all to Buffy.
Yeah.
Thank you right. so much.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is sweet. Okay.
That's very romantic.
And then now the dresser sitting in front of the door.
I think he's got a little thing for Buffy.
I look outside on the balcony. Anything on the balcony? Fine.
Yeah, you should feel
barricaded. You can't get out.
I can't look. I can't peek.
Your choices are
sure. It's an empty, dusty, cobwebby balcony with fog covering most of it. You ready for the nursemaid suite, or you want to do the storage closet?
Storage. Yeah, let's.
Dusty shelves line the walls of this room. A few of the shelves have folded sheets, blankets, old bars of soap. There's a cobweb-covered broom leaning against the far wall.
Search the...
It's a sweet broom.
It's that fucking Mickey Mouse broom.
A lot of cobwebs.
All right, take the broom.
All right, you take the broom.
I sweep up. Just clean up. Take down the cobwebs.
Cleanliness is next to godliness to know.
There's a lot of it just creates a big cloud of dust.
See, you make things clean. You thought that wouldn't come in handy.
The closet is spotless.
Well done, Lisbeth.
Thank you.
Nursery time. Yeah?
Alright.
Yeah, sure. I've got my shield in my one hand.
Light.
Got my sword in my other hand.
Okay, you're ready for a fight.
When did you become Southern?
I don't know.
Wait. Can I cast?
I think when you talk about like flaming shields and swords, you
think of the South.
Somehow.
Are you still sweeping with this broom?
Put
the broom down, Tinoch. We're going into the nursery.
This broom may be important. Before you go, may I bless you? May I? Yes, let's bless.
How many targets does bless give you?
Three.
So the way bless works is you can take a die 4 and add it to your die 20 when you roll.
Remember in...
I'm going to give Bardic...
So I think like if you gave Buffy that, it lasts for longer.
Once within the next 10 minutes, he can roll the die and add the number to a rolled ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. So I think it's 1d6, and then it takes a short rest or a long rest?
Long rest.
Oh, here it is. You can use this feature a number of times equal to your charisma modifier, which is what?
Four,
wow.
I think.
Ooh.
Charisma, plus four.
You use it 4 times per long rest. So, okay, Buffy. Okay, there's a couple things I want to explain. So he's a bardic inspiration on you. You get a d6, and you get to add it to your attack roll.
I sing the battle
once.
Of the fire.
So you have to decide when you want to add it, okay?
I get a d6, yep. I can add to my attack.
There's another thing I want to explain. Everyone has what's called an inspiration die.
And oh yeah, because we rolled our our characters.
You brought your characters.
Where's my
with
bonus
you?
For that?
Yeah, you get an inspiration die, which is it's a d20. It gives you advantage. So if you spend your inspiration die, you get advantage on your roll, which means you roll twice.
Got it.
And take the best. So the other thing. So the way inspiration dice work, if you do something great, then you get an inspiration die. And we'll give Lizbeth an inspiration die for all of her inspired uses of her prestidigitation.
That's right. Well deserved. Okay.
But you cannot collect them. You only get up to one. If you want to earn another one, you got to spend the one you have. Right. Another thing you can do is you can give the die to someone else if you think they deserve it. Right. Yeah.
I mean, we'd spend inspiration if these battles were tougher.
Can you be...
yeah.
Yes. Can you be stripped of inspiration points for making bad decisions?
He died in the very first fight we got in.
It's really surprising that you're asking me if I can take away your inspiration dice. Because you're giving me ideas.
All right. We open the door to the
dust
nursery.
And cobwebs shroud an elegantly appointed bedroom and an adjoining nursery. Double doors set with panes of stained glass pull open to reveal a balcony overlooking the front of the house. Yes, this bedroom once belonged to the family's nursemaid. It contains a large bed, two end tables, an empty wardrobe. Mounted on the wall next to the wardrobe is a full-length mirror with an ornate wooden frame carved to look like ivy and berries. But if you look closely, you see eyeballs hidden among the berries.
Yes.
Don't
eat
water.
Mm. Funny, who said that?
Don't eat water.
Rose, is that you?
Shh.
So there are two sets of doors leading away from the room. There's the one leading to the nursery and the double doors leading to the balcony.
And the baby crying sound is
No, I mean, you imagined it, but it was a pretty...
It was probably coming from the nursery door.
Probably coming from the nursery
door. On the other side of the nursery door.
How's your broom doing?
Sweeping.
Oh, you're still cleaning, okay.
Sweeping. I thought you put that down after.
I'm dutiful.
Oh. But she cleans.
I sweep under the bed. Is there anything under the bed?
Dust and cobwebs.
We'll be
Yeah, this is like neglected. This place is neglected.
Dear Lord.
Well, yeah. Now you distinctly, like, the first and second floors were pristine and nice and well kept.
No one's been up
Nothing
here
is
a
dusty,
long
no
time.
Cobwebs, but up here, cobweb city. Mm-hmm. For sure.
What are you doing?
We looked in the room. There was nothing in the room, right? The room was empty.
There's a large bed, two end tables, an empty wardrobe, yes.
End tables, open the
door. Next to the wardrobe is a full-length mirror with an ornate wooden frame carved to look like ivy and berries.
Yeah, all my eyeballs.
In front of the mirror.
Yeah.
We're gonna go wake up Walter.
Look in the end tables.
They're empty. All the stuff is empty.
Is it safe to say that the
we
room
all
is
looked in the mirror.
Empty?
We all looked in the mirror.
Kitty. You see your own reflections in the mirror.
I touch the mirror. I touch myself.
Okay.
I think we should go into the
nursery. You see in your own reflection, you see the reflection of a woman. Of a thin, frail-looking woman in a nightgown staring back at you.
What's up, Elizabeth?
Or maybe it's the nanny.
Hey, what's up, nannykins?
I mean, hey. You remember the Don't Wake Walter bit.
I'm Mary Perry Poppins.
Don't Wake Walter.
What's her name? Don't Wake Walter. Did you wake up Walter?
Yeah, there she is.
Lady.
Don't Wake Walter.
Oh, hey, what's up? Yeah. Cool.
We're not gonna wake up Walter.
What happens if I wake up Walter?
That's a good question.
You should get out of here.
Yeah, we're at the fog. Get out to the fog. Yeah, there's a lot of fog.
That part I believe.
Don't we, Walter, get out of here.
Yeah. What if we kill Walter?
Get out of here.
Hey, can you and I be friends?
Don't they see?
Yeah. The image sort of flits away. You can kind of see the outlines of it. You can kind of sense her presence there. But you actually now see her in the bed.
So
she's sort of sleeping.
In the reflection.
Only in the reflection.
She's not there.
She's not there. But you see in the reflection of the mirror, you see her. She's asleep in the bed.
Okay.
And you don't see any of your own reflections in the mirror, but you see her. Mm-hmm. But you do see other people. Maybe they're you, but they're wearing black robes with their faces are covered.
Like any of them wearing a top hat?
No, not like the cloaks that you have. These look like ceremony. Make a religion check.
Get out of here.
Everyone. 20. No.
Yeah, they look like ceremonial, like cult robes. They're like because they've got these embroidered symbols along their collars. There are three of them, and while the lady's asleep on the bed, so you now see your own reflections, but you can kind of see in the reflection something going on. You see two of the cultists hold down the blankets on either side of the bed.
I rush through the
while
mirror.
You rush through the mirror. Okay, you try to break it?
Right through it.
You smash the mirror, it shatters, and you hear like the sound of It's really weird when the mirror breaks. Each piece of the mirror is showing a different part of the scene at a different moment in time. There are these three. Two cultists are grabbing the bed. One cultist is stabbing through the sheets with a knife. The lady is trying to scream, but her mouth is being covered so she can't scream, and you see blood coming out, and it looks like a scuffle. You're not sure what, because the mirror is all broken, but it looks like the body of the woman is dragged onto the floor. And you actually see blood stains all over the actual floor, right? Yeah, like scraped.
I told you not to wake the baby.
You also see this outline of a door behind the mirror, but no knob on the door. It's like a secret door, perhaps. And there's this mist that's starting to swirl up above this stain of blood all over the floor. You actually start to see her face is starting to form. Her hair is wild.
I blasted with
the
initiative.
All right, roll initiative. Everyone roll initiative.
It's a 19.
You see the face of the woman, but now it's in the room. Everyone rolls initiative. Nursemaid gets +2. And all I really care about is who beats the nursemaid.
19 +2.
Ooh.
21. So anyone who beats 21 gets to go.
No, totally. Jesus. 21.
Nobody.
All right. Yeah. You are here. You have arrived.
Attack the one that got your mirror.
Happy. And you're surrounded. You're surrounded by
I don't know what.
Do you have the monster manual? It's page 279.
Yes. Hold on one second.
You basically have a life drain attack.
I'm dark fucking draining some lives.
Yeah, okay. Pick who are you?
Oh yeah. I want to kill.
I'm just gonna say it. Tinoch is the one who broke your mirror.
Dragon, yeah.
Dragon, all right.
That should be easy.
Oh, you got off easy.
Karma's a bitch.
The power of God, man, is on your side.
Praise the Lord.
All right, it's a +4 to hit. So just roll 20-sided, add 4.
Do it.
Ken's got an 18 armor.
11 plus 4 is 15.
Miss.
Can't roll on the paper.
All right. We go around the table or we go in initiative order. I don't really care. Around
it's
the table.
It's easier to go around the table.
Yeah. Okay.
I bless the Lord also will be a high tower for the oppressed. Buffy.
Lisbeth.
And Dronk.
Is it now, what is the duration? It's
1 minute.
1 minute? Okay. Yes. And is it concentration?
Concentration, yeah, okay, up to 1 minute.
Got it. Okay.
And I just keep on saying my prayers.
So which way are we going?
Just right
okay.
Behind here.
Kick in.
Yeah, I blast her for...
With what?
sacred flame.
Okay.
1 point of damage.
Does it saving throw against?
No, yeah, the dexterity.
Okay,
saving
so
throw.
20 sided plus your dex.
Alright. 18 plus 2.
Oh, nice. Okay. Succeed.
Succeeds. Right. So I think it's a miss, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Cast sleep.
Whoa.
Sleep is 5 die 8, right? I think it's, yeah, sleep is sleep.
Go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, it's straight hit points. So the way sleep works is you roll 5 die 8, and anything with that number or fewer hit points falls asleep. But it, yeah, if it doesn't roll higher than your hit points, then you don't go to sleep.
21
hit points.
It does not fall asleep.
Oh.
Oh.
Does half of it fall asleep? Like,
does she have a one droopy eye?
does she seem tired?
Glad it didn't work as well as I thought.
Sleep works better against multiple creatures.
Small creatures.
Actually, sorry. Undead and creatures immune to being charmed aren't affected. So, even if the roll was high enough, it still wouldn't work.
Oh, well.
So undead cannot be put to sleep.
Now
sorry.
We know.
Yes.
Well, that's a good not lesson for the future.
All right, Buffy.
Write that on the
That's a takeaway.
That's a takeaway. We
want to make sure we have the takeaway from today's meeting. And it's that.
That's a takeaway.
Buffy, you're on.
And never
okay.
Use my bardic inspiration, Buffy.
I attack it with my longsword.
Okay, and you can either roll a d4 for the bless or a d6 for your bardic inspiration to add to it.
But I only get to you do it once.
With the d6, you can only do it once.
But the d4 I can do can as long as he's casting.
Because the d4 is unlimited, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unlimited. So yeah.
22 I rolled, and my longsword is plus 6.
You hit the vector.
Ow!
I'm really.
Now you're really in for it.
I'm really sorry, baby.
First you wake the baby. Now you're hitting me with your longsword.
So how much damage does the longsword
do? I'm gonna kill you.
1d8 plus 4.
Okay.
If I have anything left in
2 plus 4 is 6.
Okay, now what you do notice is your sword sort of slices through it and it gets covered with ectoplasm. You only actually do 3 points of damage to it, but you do hit it. Lisbeth, then it's
can I do firebolt?
Yeah. So you have to roll to attack. You have to hit. So you have to roll a d20 first to see if you hit the specter.
19, and I have a plus 5 on
that
my
hits,
fireball.
That hits. Okay. Yeah, the specter's armor class is 12.
Oh, okay.
All I'm now trying to do is let the baby sleep. And you all,
I got a 1.
You about to
control.
One, and you don't have a bonus.
1 point of damage to the specter with the fireball.
I'm going after this one.
T-Knock, all right.
It's because I'm so mouthy, isn't it?
Melee attack.
But the fire attack didn't do any bonus damage?
The fire did
do?
Not
do
extra damage. Yes, d20.
So what's happening is all this stuff is just like passing through it and
20.
Hurting it a little bit.
Well, the bolt did full damage. The magic 20 hits
20 plus 4.
Tina.
Roll your damage. You hit him.
What do I roll?
Only humans.
8.
You roll 3, die 6.
Oh, Jesus.
Give me a six.
Damn.
3 die 6.
I told you to get out of here. Can you give me another,
Here.
I told you to get out of here, and I told you
oh my God.
Not to wake the baby.
Well, they both hit
it
anyway.
Didn't listen to either of them. Cool. I got 10. Not very much.
I'm down.
Okay. You also need to make a constitution saving throw.
Sure. Constitution save is plus 0. 11. Didn't make it. 11?
Well, you don't know what. You have to beat a 10.
Nice.
That's good, because if you miss, then those are unhealable hit points of damage. Mm-hmm. So T-Nock, she just absorbs T-Nock. And T-Nock just faints. Collapses to the ground.
Jesus.
I can't turn him dead.
I just drained.
Second level, you can.
Your soul.
So now it's Ken's turn.
All right, you're on.
Right? Or do you get to
That's your turn.
No, that's it.
Yeah. And I don't care what order you go in, so Ken, go.
What you gonna do, Ken?
I'm looking at burning hands.
Well, we'll come back to you. Drop.
Can I use cure wounds on him?
Yeah. Cure wounds. How much?
Cure wounds on Tina.
1d8 plus your.
Touch regains the number of hit points equal to 1d8 plus your spell casting bonus. Ability modifier. So plus 4?
Yeah.
Charisma. So I do 1d8.
1d8 plus 4.
7.
Tinoch arises.
Tinoch arises.
Giving the specter a massage. That's good. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
It's a little too hard.
All right, Buffy.
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to attack again with my longsword again. I sort of want to intentionally aim for the most solid-looking part of the thing.
Yeah, based on how you roll, that's how vital a hit you get. Okay. Yeah, basically.
Ooh, that's terrible. Never mind. I missed.
It's got a 12.
I rolled a 1.
That's not gonna get you there,
Elizabeth.
Don't use my inspiration.
I want Firebolt again,
Buffy.
Huh? I want Firebolt again. My Firebolt did some damage last time.
Yeah, it seems to be working.
I love Buffy is just going literally just going like going on this.
Swoosh!
Who's the chosen one now, bitch?
So was it a natural 10 or was it?
Natural 10. Yeah, so plus 3
is
like
13. 10 plus 3 is 13. Spectre's got a 12, so you hit.
Oh, good. And now I gotta roll the other one.
Oh, nice.
9.
Wow, okay.
Is she dead?
No, she's not dead, but you see her clothes are starting to rip all over the place. Her hair is starting to catch on fire. It's a pretty sad sight. I'm very angry, especially at this one. I think it's the Spectre's turn now.
No, it's my turn.
Wait, it is. Arthur let him delay.
Yeah, I think it's time for more dragon breath.
Oh, because you played your card game downstairs. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do I have to worry
that I am in the path of the cone?
You can, if let's say they're on either side of her, you can kind of blow the cone through between. You can hit her with the breath, but you got to get in her face in order to do it.
So step up and
yeah. Fine.
So you're close enough she can attack you if she survives.
All right, I breathe friggin' fire on her.
Okay. So she makes a dexterity save. Yeah. So 20-sided die plus 2.
Come on, girl. 12.
10 plus 2.
12. Ooh, that's right on the border. Does it say what your save is?
Dex save DC 12.
What did you roll?
12.
You make it. Okay, so that 2 dice 6 cut in half, right?
Yeah. 5, 2,
7, 3. 3 damage. Shh.
Am I still alive?
You've got 6 left. 6 left.
I'm going to go after Lisbeth.
She's at a distance, so you'll take 3 attacks from these two if you do that.
Oh, okay.
Because you'd be
so trying,
you
these
be
two are basically pinning you down.
Close to me?
He's close to you. Yeah.
I take it.
Not me. I'm your best friend, the vampire. It was him all along.
I told you not to wake the baby, vampire.
Didn't help. Good try.
Yeah.
I feel like you pulled.
Oh, no.
I feel like you pulled that trigger a little too soon.
We haven't found any vampires. Yeah, not.
Yet again, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. Smoke, more smoke. Where's my smoke? Arose out of his nostrils fire out of his mouth to devour. I know what I'm rolling. Coals flamed forth from him. 19 plus. Yes, it hits.
Finisher.
3 plus 2, 5.
A sacred flame, I don't think, gives a bonus.
Sorry.
Just three.
But it's radiant damage, if that means anything.
She's lit up. She's bright. But no, it doesn't mean
anything. I'm still angry, and I'd like you to leave.
It's Ken.
But Ken's last, so it's going to be drawn.
I attacked with my
last. One of you idiots, go.
So.
Yeah, we were misled about friendly ghosts.
So 1d8.
Yeah, and you're gonna whatever you're really you're slicing it. Yeah, so whatever your attack is, you cut it in half.
You need to be a little more on guard.
So 4-2.
2. Oh, down to 1 hit point. Buffy.
Buffy.
It's up to you to finish.
It's time for the killing blow. This is your
What I like about Buffy is that she's not effective, but she's determined. She's gonna keep. She's just gonna keep swinging that sword.
This is the one.
I believe in you, Buffy.
Until she hits that.
Use your bardic inspiration.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, you can roll a d6 and add it to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 9, but I got a plus 6.
12, yeah, that hits.
And then it's so, a 1d8.
Plus
4.
Plus 4, damn, these guys are like powerful over here.
8.
Yeah, you disperse the specter.
Let's go wake the baby.
All right. Obviously, I do not know what I'm rolling. I apologize. It's a lot of rules. And I try to pride myself on knowing some of them. But, you know, there's a lot to juggle with this podcast. So please, forgive me. Forgive us. We definitely messed up some rolls there. But like everyone else, we're learning and we're doing our best. For all those rules lawyers out there reaching for your copy of the Player's Handbook right now, we'd like to inform you that the rules court is not in session. The judge is not in. So pack it up, buddy. We are not taking appointments. Grab a number and get in line if you have to. Wow, that was a lot of fighting. Why is everyone so mean in this world? You know who's not mean? Those musicians whose music we're so grateful to get to use in our little podcast here. So, it's time to give some thanks. Let's break out that cranberry and gravy. We're gonna have a good old thankful fest. You know, I don't know why I'm all southern right now. I blame it on Buffy, all right? So, thanks to Air for their instrumental track, Show Me, which we use at the beginning of our episode to review what happened on the last episode. That's very important. You gotta know your history. You gotta know what happened. Thanks also to Damiano Baldoni with some epic ass-kicking tracks there. There was Charlotte and the Torch of Knowledge. Carry it, bear it, burn it. After that, we had Natural Snow Buildings with the somber track The Night Country. Then Mattia Vlad Morleo escorts us into the nursery with Passando, where we promptly wake up that crotchety old nursemaid. I don't know. I really don't know what we could have done. She was just an unhappy ghost. Well, we start off the fight against the ghost with Gregoire Lorme's track Bombs. A boom. Then we hit Mellow Harmony with The Great Depths. Loyalty Freak Music with Hello Regan. And YG with Rebellion. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, guys. We could not do what we do without you. There's just one more episode to go in this first chapter. I gotta say, that fourth episode, it makes my toes tingle sometimes listening to it. It's a very special episode for me, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Finally, I'd like to send a special shout out to my climbers, the flying squirrels. You know who you are. With any sort of endeavor, it's always good to have support, so thank you for listening. Thanks for being there. I love you guys. All right, till next time, partner. This has been a Wet Manor production. Squicky, squicky, stay icky.